remember, it wasn't in Roswell, but mm-hmm. just a farmhouse, you know. And, I was going to mention that in my little prepared statement. Yeah, two houses, two rooms facing the road, two rooms, uh-huh. and a porch, and a hall between those two rooms. And then you would have a T. No, I guess you'd call it an L. A room called living room, I guess. Now they call them great rooms or something. But a living room, and then the kitchen. And you could step out the back door of the kitchen and go to the well and draw up water and bring it in the house. It was basically four rooms and two porches. Have a porch on the front, a porch on the back along the L. And the house I lived in is now used by the it's on the corner of and used the house I lived in as a boy until they had time to build a sanctuary up on the hill looking down toward and now the house I lived in when I was a little boy, oh, a young boy, we said a moment ago, I must have been about 15, goodness. Well, the house I lived in Forsyth was the same kind. I wouldn't describe it any differently. And, oh yeah, I started to say about now they live the house I live, they use the house I lived in as an office and classroom for Sunday school. That's what they do now, up there on the mountain. And so the house is still there and being used fully. One time they had an old people's group. I like old people in their place, you know. But I was asked to come up and speak to the old people of that church to tell them what it was like when I lived in that house. And I said, you wouldn't want to do that. So, but they said, we do. We want to hear about it. No electricity, no water. And heat from a fireplace. You've heard that over and over, I'm sure, about burning up on front and freezing on the back when you stand in front of a fireplace to get warm. I thought about it when I was awaiting your arrival down in the lobby of this motel. As I stood in front of the fire and got good and warm on one side, and then I turned around and warmed the other side while I was awaiting your arrival. I was about to ask them at the desk if they had met anyone who was youthful and trying to look old.
What types of furnishings did you have in the house?
I never have been asked that question, just wooden beds, and the beds were made of wood, had a headboard and a footboard, and then we had what we called slats lying there, and put the mattress on that. Well, the springs, then after the springs, a mattress, pretty much as you would find anywhere, even today. But you had to get ready for bed before you went into the bedroom because it didn't have a fireplace in it.